is Brendan from Weezer.
This is Brian Van Meter.
Oh, this is Follow Your Hero.
This is Mike Wolf from Hello Hollywood.
Hi, this is Simon Fowler from Motion Killer Scene.
Hi, my name's Cameron Walker from Weatherstar.
Hey guys, this is Trey from the Icarus Account.
This is Charity Daw.
This is Luke Layfield.
And you're listening to the Rewind Podcast. And welcome to show number 15. I'm your host Richard, and this one's going to be a little different, as today it's all about the music. So there'll be no interviews or Rewind's guide, and I'd really like to get your opinion on the format of today's show compared to the normal format. Drop me an email to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Now, I'd like to tell you about a great new entertainment website that features great music reviews as well as films, sport and gaming. You can visit it at www.mediaessentials.co.uk. Also, it's time to announce the winner of last week's competition, which was the chance to win a signed poster and CD from the band All The Right Moves. The question was, name the band's latest EP, to which the answer is, The Monster I've Become. The lucky winner was Hannah Roy from Kentucky. And thanks to everyone else who entered. Now, on with the show. This first band are a success in the making, and with their insanely catchy songs that will have you humming their tunes for days, I'll eat my own microphone if this band aren't famous soon. I'd even go as far as saying that they're one of the most promising unsigned acts in the UK at the moment. Who am I talking about? A Liverpool-based band called The Thespians, who's made up of Paul Tong, Phil Gornal, Jess Branny, Danny Hall and Alan McDonald. The quality of songs this band writes is astonishing, creating bright, infectious melodies that build relentlessly to glorious choruses. The Thespians are like the musical version of Prozac, giving us short bursts of audio sunshine when we need it most. Find out more about the band at www.thethespians.com. This is The Thespians with the great track, First Impressions.
Girl, you were the leader, you always
This next band are a phenomenal duo from Paris, France. They're called Cherry Bloom, and they're Octave Zed on vocals, guitar and piano, and Jay Jordan on drums, guitar and vocals. Now these two guys pull out all the stops with their music and aren't afraid to use any technique or idea that pops into their heads to create some truly jaw-dropping songs. Now each track these guys create are layered with blistering riffs, incredible instrumental skills and above all originality. Cherry Bloom have already released a great album called Secret Sounds, and you can find that and more over at www.cherrybloom.net. But for now, get ready to rock out. This is Cherry Bloom with the song Cash. This next artist has an incredible talent for writing great songs and a totally fresh, unique and amazing style. Her name is Charity Daw. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, and her music will blow you away. Now, if you ever wanted to know what a rainbow sounds like, then Charity's songs are as close as you're ever going to get. They're bright, colourful and full of charm. And add this to her amazing vocals and you've got a star in the making. I highly recommend you check out her music at www.charitydaw.net. Plus, we'll also be doing an interview with her soon, so stay tuned. Now this is Charity Daw with the song Between the Raindrops.
Fairyland was rather tragic. Growing up had lost its magic. Playing pretend with a friend who wasn't there. Pulled a sheet over my head. Made peace with monsters under my bed. No one could ever find
Sometimes a band comes along that makes you remember just why you love music. And for me, Rain City Rising are that band. They're from Vancouver in Canada, and are Matt, Greg and Tim. And pulling from a wide variety of influences between them, these guys play some astounding acoustic punk songs. Rain City Rising pour their heart and soul into what they do. And with every lyric bursting with pure emotion and melodies that you'll be singing for days, you just know that these guys are the real deal. Please go support them and listen to more of what they have to offer at myspace.com/Rain City Rising. Now this is Rain City Rising with the song Arrive to Depart.
From the accused, stuck at a red light, self-abused, already home tonight, shivering in a doorway, only bruises to show for this day. Walking by, don't even look up, don't even think to drop money in the cup. Fingers pointed, so disjointed, got a night to question his choices. Guilty before trial, that's how it goes, our system ended now. Someone, no translation, should be dusted and done, explaining in the only way he knows. Helpless, lifeless on the floor, just as helpless as he was before. They can see what he wants now, to never have arrived in this town. Guilty before trial, that's how it goes, our system ended now. Guilty before trial, we've
Next up is a brilliant unsigned singer-songwriter from Montreal in Canada called Patrick DeMille. Now Patrick has been rocking out to music from a very young age. With singing at 2, drumming at 9 and writing songs and playing guitar at 14, Patrick has had plenty of time to perfect his art. And it certainly shows, as this guy writes some rock solid to pop rock songs. Now where Patrick really excels is with his lyrics, which are open, honest and heartfelt, which creates an instant bond with his audience. And with help from friends Bond and Connor Sedell, Patrick's band is now complete and they're ready for world domination. Now I've become a huge fan of Patrick's music, and if you want to become a fan or hear more of his music, head over to myspace.com/PatrickDeMille, which is spelt Patrick DiMeo. Now this is Patrick DeMille with the stunning track Same Avenue. This next artist is an incredible singer-songwriter from Montreal in Canada. Her name is Jessica Lorraine, and at only 18, she's already secured a deal with Canadian label Tab Records, which has seen her work with successful producer Tino Izzo. Jessica has recently released her phenomenal debut album, which can be downloaded digitally via iTunes, called Lavender Walls, which is a masterpiece of addictive rock-pop songs. Pouring her heart and soul into every line she writes, she makes you feel like she's talking directly to you, the listener. And on top of this, the fact she has a vocal range that would put an angel to shame and a tone so pure and strong it will make your jaw drop, then there is no doubt that she's in a fast track to success. Remember the name Jessica Lorraine? I think she's incredible and I hope you do too. visit her at www.jessicalorenmusic.com. Now this is Jessica Loren with the track I Feel It Now.
Close my eyes and drift away, wondering why it fell to pieces. In my unassuming way, all my thoughts still turn to you. And these will be the darkest days I've ever known. They weigh on me and I am breaking down. I miss you more than words can say, and I feel it now. I see you but you're still believing. So unexpected by design, I still place all my trust in you.
Next up are a band called Cables Cause Fires. They're from Leeds in England and are Woodhouse, Misra, Jarvel, Hearson and Ableman. Cables Cause Fires pull from a wide range of musical influences and then use these influences to create some truly amazing original songs. And what about these songs? Well, they're sharp, edgy and flown with funky melodies. And most importantly, cool. These guys have managed to get a big following behind them and their music, so if you want to see what all the fuss is about, visit www.cablescausefires.co.uk. This is Cables Cause Fires with the song To Be a Gentleman.
Attention with the intention of cashing in.
Next up, we have an alternative synth-pop duo from London called The Pictures. This talented, enigmatic duo are Judith Algar on vocals and keys, and Nick Nicholas on guitars, keys and effects. And boy, are these guys good. Their music has already been featured in TV shows all over the world, and their fans include Midge Ure and George Michael. And you can certainly hear why, as their songs take you on a journey through a vivid musical landscape, sometimes flying you soothingly across gentle rolling hills and fields, and other times taking you to the edge of a raging waterfall and jumping in. The Pictures have it all, and I'm a big fan. Check out more of their music at myspace.com/the-pictures. Now this is The Pictures with Killing Time. Well, that's the end of yet another show. Once again, thanks for listening. Now, if you enjoyed the format of today's show, or you've got any suggestions for me, please send any emails to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. And to keep up to date with what's going on in the world of new and unsigned music, head over to www.therewindpodcast.com. Now, in next week's show, we're going back to normal. We have an interview with Scottish sensation Little Fire, plus music from The Spleen, Bobby Kidd, Alter Sky, and Renoa. So, I'll see you here again in 2 weeks' time. Until then, thanks for listening.